This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Marker.
You know, from age 10, when Santa Claus brought me my first transistor radio and I discovered all the other kinds of music out there on the airwaves and was particularly drawn to metal, it never occurred to me to play anything but classical on my own instrument. Actually, what changed it all was when I played the national anthem for a Chicago Bulls playoff game.
That's violinist Rachel Barton Pine, who's been living at the intersection of metal and classical music most of her life. On her new recording, Dependent Arising, these two worlds collide in the best possible way, pairing the Shostakovich Violin Concerto No. 1 with a new concerto written for Rachel by a fellow metalhead, Earl Manin.
I used to listen to metal to relax when I was a teenager, which sounds counterintuitive. And I thought that I was drawn to metal because it was so different than classical. But it turns out that, in fact, I must have been drawn to it because it's so close to classical, which, because I wasn't using my thinking brain, I literally didn't realize until I started playing some of it in my early 20s. And I was like, oh my gosh, here's like this Vivaldi passage, or here's this Brahms lick. So I thought, okay, how can I introduce people to this side of classical, the more intense stuff? So that's when I started going on the rock radio stations, and I would use a cover song kind of as a bridge. Like, here's a tune you already know, but here's how it sounds played on the violin, trying to really rock out. I was really inventing sort of how to make some of these sound effects, which was really breaking new ground. Turns out that Earl Manin, my friend who wrote this concerto, was literally doing the same thing in New York at the same time, but we didn't yet know about each other.
And this is so interesting because you paired this new concerto that Earl Manin wrote for you with Shostakovich's violin concerto. And one of the things that I love about that is you've said that this concerto by Shostakovich holds a very special place among metal enthusiasts. Can you talk about why that is?
I think the reason that it connects so much is that it's full of some of the same emotions. We all know that Shostakovich was living under this repressive Soviet regime where he was afraid for his life, literally.
Tell me what you love the most about Shostakovich's violin concerto, and if you could even give me an example of where in that concerto you just get so moved when you're playing it.
The older I've gotten and, you know, the more aware of history I am and everything else, like, what moves me so deeply is particularly the first movement. And it's this fear and this hiding and all of that just so raw. I don't know, there's something just so incredible about it going on and on and on until you almost can't take it.
The new concerto on your recording is called Dependent Arising. Can you talk a little bit about the emotional journey that the listener experiences?
Earl is a practicing Buddhist, and hence the title of the entire piece, which is Dependent Arising, meaning that everything in life is connected to everything else, that nothing is independent of everything else. Something called the Heart Sutra is the last movement, where it's like embodying wrath. So it's like going and going until you achieve some kind of a catharsis, and you definitely hear that in the music. It's like relentless and feels very empowering by the end.
Rachel Barton Pine uniting the worlds of classical music with metal on Dependent Arising. To hear more about how these worlds are more alike than different, download the extended podcast. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.